Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's music by Ezekiel. The song's called Easy. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. But the LSK and Shaquan. Now, the whole morning we've been bragging and creating this anticipation of an incredible woman, okay? A woman who simply refused to be defeated, okay? I think she's the Undertaker of life. You know how the Undertaker in the wrestling world,
yeah,
how apparently he gets beaten, he loses, and then he's almost dead.
And then he rises
and
from
he just rises,
the dead.
The dead. Doom. He stands, come
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
And then he quite tense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he grabs the person,
yep,
and he slams them.
Yep.
Martha Jonas is exactly that. Ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome Martha Jonas.
Good morning, Martha. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Kwan?
We are fantastic, man. So happy to have you on the show. You heard what NSK was saying, that you are going to be, just representing a queen who just refuses to let her current circumstances be her future. And we are here for it, man.
And be an Undertaker. And I grew up watching an Undertaker.
You see that right? Now. You see that now. Martha, just for the layman that does not know Martha Jonas,
yeah,
your story of paying your way through university by selling general goods. Tell us first things first, where are you from and where did you finish your school? Just so that we can get a bit of a background of who you are.
Mm.
Okay, I'm from Swakopmund. I went to school here in Swakopmund as well. I went to Francis Gonda Primary School, and my high school, I did Namib High School, and then I went to Windhoek at UNAM, main campus.
All right. So, but what did you study at UNAM though?
Yes, I studied business administration honors.
Okay, business.
And
uh-huh.
I majored in strategic human resources.
Girl, you're smart for real.
You said double, triple majors there. Now, Martha, what are some of the struggles that you faced that made you start your own venture, that venture that helped you pay your way through university all by yourself?
Yes, when I went to university, I actually thought it would be very easy, but I encountered especially financial problems. And when I saw that I was going through those, I just started to... Because when I first went to university, I saw other students selling sweets and chips and so on. And then I was like, what should I do to also make extra money?
Mm.
And I saw that no one else was selling fudge, and I'm very good at making fudge. So I just decided, no, let me start selling fudge to make extra money for my taxi fare, for my rent, for my cosmetics and food. And honestly, that fudge helped me through school.
Mm.
Are you saying fudge? Like,
yeah,
really
she's
fudge?
Yeah, she's saying fudge, yeah.
Yes, the fudge. I used to sell it for $2 each.
But like, how much would you sell per week, for example, if you can just remember on top of your head right now?
Per week, let me rather say per day.
Per day, okay.
So I used to make 160 per day.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can times that by...
By five. Oh, the fudge is $5.
No, for 5 days per week.
Oh, for 5 days. Okay, yes, okay.
For 5 days, I would make 160, and then you can take half of it for the cost, and then the half of it is my profit.
Yeah, but this requires...
So like $400 profit per week.
Yes.
But this requires a lot of discipline. Wow.
Yeah. And apart from the fudge, though, is there something else that you sold? Something, maybe like another hustle that you had, maybe braiding hair or something?
Yes, that's when now, after COVID-19, when I came back, I used to do hair as well before I went to university.
Yeah.
But I stopped doing it when I went to university, so I only focused on selling fudge. So right after COVID-19, when I came back to Swakopmund, I decided to also step into my potential, which is doing hair. I'm very good at doing hair as well.
Yeah.
And I also sold in the tuck shop, started selling pizzas.
Wow.
I was just pretty much doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, so at first you were full time, and then with COVID hitting, you reverted to distance.
Distance, yeah.
Yes.
And then now with distance, you have to obviously wake up now 5 a.m., 4 a.m. to what do you say, cook, bake the fudge?
Yeah.
And then with the fudge already, the tuck shop is there. You have a client coming in that needs to do her hair.
Most.
Throughout the day. And then at night, you're studying.
Yes, that was pretty much my day. So I would wake up, make my fudge, and then go sell in town. And while I'm in town, if somebody calls and says, I want to do my hair now, then I'll go back home and go do my hair. I mean, go do the client hair.
Yeah.
And this went on for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, that's now for almost 3 years.
Okay. So, but like Martha, yes. If you, because like, you know, you also just trended on social media because of this, because I mean, it's just a beautiful story that you went from just selling fudge on the street to actually getting an honors degree. It's amazing, you know, and it actually really takes a lot to achieve that. But can you tell us what this degree means to Martha? What this degree means to your family?
Yes, this degree means a lot to me. To my family members, especially my parents.
Yeah.
This is just like the beginning or the foundation. You know, this education is more like the foundation for us to just go out of our struggling phase. Mm. So that's what it means. And it's like, it's my first, how do I say it? It's like, I'm the first one to get a degree in my nuclear family, like from my own mom and dad. I'm the first to get a degree. So that means a lot to my younger sisters, to my younger brothers. I'm sure they're looking up to me. Yeah. So the fact that I got a degree, despite the challenges that we've been facing, I know that I motivated them so much.
Oh, ay, 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 ay. You see, when I tell you people, us from the coast, we are built different, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, today, man. Sinjale daso.
Yeah.
Wow, Martha, this is exceptionally inspirational. This is heartwarming. This is at the same time, it's also heartbreaking, because it's like, you know what I mean, technically, if you want to look at politics, no child should be suffering like that wants an education. But that's the reality that we have. Sometimes you have to fend for yourself. What's the way forward, Macy? What's the plan now? You've got the paper, your business is running, you know what I mean? What's the plan now?
You're going back to school again?
No, I will go back to school later in the future, but for now, I want to focus on career development. I want to focus on career development and just to get myself a job, because now I only have an internship which will end in June.
Yeah.
So right after that, I have to look for a job. So I'm just looking for opportunities to grow my career. Also to grow my business. And I've recently as well successfully registered my business. So you can see that I just want to go forward with my business and also career development.
Yeah. So when you, because you know, we on Fresh Breakfast, we are very big on manifesting. We are very big on speaking things into existence. So if you had to just tell us three companies that you would want to work for one day. Which companies can you name for us?
F&B.
Okay.
What is this? Namibian Diamond.
Yes, man.
Coca-Cola Namibia.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right.
You will testify soon, okay?
Yeah. Nice to believe. Martha, Jonas, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for inspiring us. Thank you so much for the human being that you are. That discipline, Tita, every one of us need that Martha Jonas discipline. As a matter of fact, your name is synonymous now with discipline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perseverance
and just hustle. Ay, ay, ay.
Get
incredible.
So I remember, like, your story really touched us, hey? So just thank you so much for your time. But we wish you nothing but the best, all right? And I think also maybe this is just really testament to the fact that if you can achieve this, there's so much more that you can still achieve for yourself. And we're going to be keeping a close eye to your socials to see what else God has in store for you.
All right, cheers up, Martha. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you for having me
on NSK. All right,
bye-bye. That's what I'm talking about.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.